Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together even as we welcome on stage pastors. Tabanyane! Amen! God bless you. Bless you, Ruthie. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. You may be seated. This is the woman I love. Kilzotilak. You know, the only person you should love with all your heart if you have, it's your wife. That's all that you should do. Love her with all your heart. And you're very right. The only person, women, you should love with all your heart is your husband. Just love him. The other things will come. Husbands never have a problem with many things. Wives will never complain when they don't have a number of things. Just take away love from her. She will scream. Umreketse koloi. Inang lidi rumu tsedinti kofeta le palo ya bato babana mohoyone. Kor how sheba di room ofitele di feta bato kapalo. Mari umotele fella 1% of love. Ubo motuhela ka 99%. Uskrima ukare ole chote lotli. So how sabe ene ole u kwa hore le temperegile a sa itse gore wa o gona go utlwa how to say percent even without prima facie evidence iring prima facie evidence gore even without prima facie evidence she is able to establish a matter to say more na mo seka batlwa seka bona o khona go bolella gore ha ke go itsiya o mmotsa gore gorileng are I really don't know mari ha ke go itsi so or but what's wrong are I really don't know what's wrong mari motho aka ha ke go itsi so I won't suspect that I will never suspect you. Marugar kina le problem. Ha bata go digela abare sorry. Maybe phoso ke yaka. Antsa itse gore phoso ke ya gago. So let me tell you, one thing that makes our wives grow old and develop wrinkles quick, ke go ba stressa. Why is Musadi how mo ratane? Kore agao shapaka various features in one day. Kore agatsoha mobeteng asina muriri. Ha tswa montlong aba anali muriri o setilwe. Kore ke Musadi. Kore wena o tswalene mobeteng. O tswalene mobeteng ha na muriri. Mar haletswa ka ntlo o na le moriri o tlang ka mo it's a happy woman o ta bona re tsa pele mosadi o khona gore e le mosadi wa mopedi a go fe moriri a o batla wa Brazil wa gofa a o batla wa Mexico wa gofa a o batla wa no pony tail ne pony ne gore kore musadi o khona go tsaya moriri wa phone wa komurago ne a o rwale motlhogo about tlisa mo wena o bore oh you are gorgeous mogatla wa pitse nyane nyane e khutshwane a o rwala motlhogo and she drives you crazy. That's a woman. It's a woman. Pony. I mean, who else can do that? Put a ponytail. Ponytail. Motorhome. It's only a woman. It's only a woman. Ne. Kona gore a tsene montlong a na le moriri. A tswa kwa tswang teng. All of a sudden, ha o tsena ha sana moriri. Mara ha tswe saloon yo. Ne. Tsena fela go ga ntwe ngwe so. Kore mosadi ne o gona gore a rwale ditlhako a rwale le kotlogo ha tsena montlong o rola ditlhako o rola le kotlogo fearfully and wonderfully made hi kore le modimo a tla re wa re thusa re fa basadi kore o tlhoka moya o boitshepo go phela le mosadi because ha kwa kwa mo fetsa tsatsi le lengwe o bloomo. Tsatsi le lengwe o phepole mo tsatsi le lengwe go go tona ditse meririe and then e mesesanenyana nako nngwe ya kwa kore you never kore batho ma morena tsatsi le lengwe mo go phepolenyana ne tsatsi le lengwe mo go phepole ha next time dintsikitse ha o re tha next time di ditona di shapana so o re nganga who are you hape mosadi a ka o polishetsa dintsi a tse brushing ana jo bong so o kry-a dipolisha so and ha fatliwe ya dipolisha meticulous basadi hoi hei I strongly believe gore basadi a re revised version of men. Kore o ka mo sheba o mo makalle gore mari bana hai mo di a bua mo di a bua ya no a rotlele basadi magofi ba gaeso go ba shapele magofi wonderful people are re wonderful people kore ene almost every woman is an artist. And go na le di artist tse di drawing di picture tsa ba bangwe mosadi wa drawa ene o shapa ne a ga betsa mo ile red a ba line a ka engwe somo kore ah mosadi la ba itse basadi ha rata la bona dinala tsa ka dintsiang ha rata le le ka nna pinki le la nna red le la shaina le kore le la nna purple dinala tsa motho o iwane mo letsogong le iwane different colors o kare kobo ya ga Josepha multicolors it's women batho bao ba kore ha rata tsatsi leng dinala tsa gagwe di kana ha rata di tsamamo kore ha bula bebele o ipula so hey maru wa itse gore mo basiding modimo re diretse smaka miracle. But one thing with women, they are powerful. La ukwana ba gaetso. One thing with women, they are powerful. Very powerful. Beyond measure. When women understand themselves, they can do a lot of great things. When they do not understand themselves, they can cause a lot of damage. Damage. And she doesn't have to be a great professional woman. She just has to be categorized as a real woman. Lantaluhanya. Kira, a real woman. Lantaluhanya. She's got to be categorized. Let's worry a little girl. Ne, e kore ke batho le bontsha power ya basadi. A little girl, ne, an intern in the White House in the Republic, in the United States of America, after Americans more than 150 of million, ne elected one person as their president, one little girl, an intern, ne removed the number one powerful man in the world from the Oval Office, from the White House, a little girl. That's how powerful women are. Many educators of important subjects, ne? Mathematics, physical science, have been removed from PESAL because of little girls. Baba fora fora. Hamu dira sepe. Are fella, you handled me in an indecent manner. And you didn't just do it once, you did it twice. And I stopped you, you kept on repeating it. A man with honors and masters, yeah, trigonometry, geometry. La di ti do tomo, te gidi buanse la di talwan. Halisa di talwan yeli buwe, kahore mamurutu alona otuas kolon koma fike. So mkwamungu di kolo te dinja ditemu. Lankutu akero harkare. Ne, kore, a little girl, asanta para uniform, okona hui rahore, a well-experienced educator, sought after qualification, alele kwemo department de. Not because the department does not need the person, but because a powerful person who was destructive destroyed his life. That's why men, when we come close to wives, women who are not of our own, we've got to be very careful. We've got to be very careful. Langutu harkaran. Hare sa. But once to meetibale mo kereke. If I was blind, I would say everybody has left. I'm going to say it again. That is why men, whenever we draw nearer to women, we must be very careful. Very careful. Do you know that a woman made a man to doubt not what a prophet or a pastor or a preacher has said, but what God has said? A woman made a man to be hesitant after hearing God originally. And women, has about to be forceful, has about to be holoan. By police are reports of Elhani, sweetie. Motwag, are you sure? Did God say? My skat, can I get umbrella? Can I manage a manzi lately? Mare, did God say? More skat amel. This woman did not negate what God has said. She didn't challenge it. She only asked questions. Did God really say this? Did you hear him well? Until the original hearer of God himself doubted God, faced with a woman. And some mother fell out, I was sure, Papa. Mother, I was sure. I was sure, Mother, Mother. Can I go and I'm going to want to come with children, Jack? How are you going for it? Are you serious? Omongwe motho la ditse di laptop motho wa ntla go dira motho laptop ke mosadi a tsaya a mighty great man wa hey Samson wana betsa batho ele mashole aba betsa ka motlhagare wa tonki isule a motsaya ha mo dira desktop o mo dirile laptop. Amutaya, a mayor on top of his laps. Netfella Alenda Mo, ke ha di system di rana ya anong di bula di program e di bula e update ya no entire please don't switch off from the main switch, we are still updating number 1, number 2, number 3. Once wa fitla mo system a go kreya gore simolle go update, you can't stop it because una le instruction here, don't switch off, leave it running. Ha fitla mo 100% ya restart yone ka bo. I fit 100%. E go bolela gore every document which was not closed is going to be lost. Right, tswala ntweni. All right. Ish. Ha ke a bile tso go tla go bua dilo tse dintsi tse ke di buang. Mara tla nke le bolelle. Yeah. I'm here with my daughter Didintle. Emma ga di now nna ke ba go bona. Hallelujah. That she accompanied us. I said to her, you know, more sociology, more psychology, but I'm going to go to the message. How do you go to the boela? But there's a tendency. You have to go to the stage. How do you go to the boela? Ya no hane ke tsena sekolo ha ke ana le opportunity ya go kopa ko sekolong ne ha ga ga gona go kopa because ne ke di bona kafa na ne ke le strong ne ke bela mpotsa percentage tse ne ke di kreya mara ke ba sharp, at least I could manage to progress. I managed to get enough to progress to the next level. Let me tell you, whether you create a distinction or you create a totally, or you create a upper class or second class, or you create a 50%, the progress is low. Low is progress. And I'm going to go to the next class. Whatever the distinction, I'm going second upper class, I'm going second row. And like whenever by the 50%, I'm going to go to the next class. I'm going to go to the next class. So, I said to her, I have a film. She fell badly last week. She fell badly last week. It's my first time. Senama ke kopa semoa gore moa wa mpolelela gore it is now your opportunity ya go a go kopa ya no ke tle le ene o tlo go kopa ka lebelela ntse a botsa dipotso a sheba sheba ke se mo re ka re ngwana ke bona se ra kopa ukwa mo gone ra kopa mo gone ra kopa ke moleletse tlar. So she's my daughter, she's coming for that, she's a blessing in what we do, I mean a real blessing. Yes, she's still singing. Yeah. Let me tell you, she still sings. She sings. Shoo. Oh, she's still singing. All right, no. Ke bona gore anointing ya fa. Yena go tsamaisana le go sa ukwe seng ka go tiriki. Ha u kora ga teng. Ha u tiriki o ra teng. What is Ricky? What is Ricky Garia? Oh, I know what I'm at Italiano. Hadi Palamo wants on Yano Naki Tili. Kao Botaying. Hamon, what thing out there? What is Ricky? What is it? What who is Ricky? What is Ricky? Or Ilegibana Bakia thing in Sanagar Homole Hobe Hobe. Could you like one Bakia thing here? So, Garia. Tulo ela bana gore ban ke tle ke invite we mara gompieno ke bile ditswe mathatane di sokodi santa tate ena bona le gone di sokodi sa senior pastor gore ke ya ke bona gore modimo ke tlhoka mo hauwa gago tlhoka mo hauwa gago. Hey gore ke ya ke filela gore morena mo gone ha o sa ntusi, I mean nna ke chakile plekele ha ke a itlwaela ha ke itse e sokodisa mongwa yone ha sa ukwa sentle difference between Ricky le ebile are what is Ricky ka re modimo o Jesu wa Nazareta. Oh, na ke a botsa kirenyano now She's still single. Yeah. Na akiru single nana.
She's single. She's single.
Ra ukwana bagetse. She's single, single. She's Yo.
Hi.
Kabe ka tsena ke motshiso lo wa bomme ole. Ra u isolo wa vum. Sifut ole wa vum. O buang ka mora gore vum. Bo bua ka mora gore vum. Hey ka go ka re wa ntsena motshiso ole. Ene ke a bile la hona le ba ba tseni mo go pele. Gona ba ba tsama mo ba ntlhaloganya gore man of God, I hear you. I hear you, man of God. I'm right there. Now kenale my other son and daughter
ba gapule emang le dume December ka uleng.
Yeah,
they are a wonderful couple.
You are welcome home. That's right ba ithatela morena wherever we go,
but for as long as it's in a car, I will not explain more.
Ga ba batle rateng a ukwanetse tse di tlogelang le a tsitse o batla nna neela mo a bone tharoto. So wherever we go, they travel with us and we love them. God bless.
Muruti le Mamuruti, we are very much grateful that you invited us to be here. We are more than humbled in the true sense of the word. When you first called us, inviting us to come, it was a real shocking honor. You know, there's certain honor which shocks you to say, Lord, a person of this achievement and caliber in the ministry, you know, inviting us to come and speak, it's an honor. So we are very much grateful that we are here, and we commend you guys for the good work. Tomorrow morning, we are traveling back to Mafikeng. But I've already said it. I'm not going back. Kisa bua ke batla go tla go checka mo gore nganga go diragalang. Wa bona. Nganga ntle ke go diragala. Mara ke a bona gore go mo ferefere mo campusing. So batla go tsamaya ka mo ferefere wa campus ye. E re ha le re thalutlo go teyanong ditsogile ko Mafikeng.
Modimo a letse go fatse. You are a good example to what we do. I can take off this. Did he? Fine. Thank you. Oh, in the name of Jesus. All right. Say to your neighbor, don't waste your life. Say to your neighbor, don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Let's read Luke 16, verse 19. To 26.
Luke 16, verse 19 to 26. There was a certain man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died, and the beggar was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and he was buried. Mark this point. Lazarus died, and he was carried. The rich man died, and he was buried. It has got nothing to do with riches. It is no reprimand to being rich. It is no judgment to those that are rich. It is just the attitude and the conduct during life that determines what happens when this period we call life comes to an end. The other one was carried and the other one was buried. So you know quite well, when we bury people, there are pallbearers. Am I correct? Yes. So there is this one whose pallbearers were angels. Are you with me? Yes. there is this one whose pallbearers were angels. Now, the Bible says that clearly. This man, let me just do myself nice. Eh? You want me to look nice? Eh?
Yeah.
I can be nice if I like. Eh? I used to be. So I'm trying to retain that. Hey, anointing your collar, kill a little channel. Nine thirty and bayon.
Corre, that while a high on a mupitical labaki, nine in a shomola di hempean. Hey, and hey,
and being tormented in hate, he lifted up his eyes and he saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his fingers in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that you in your lifetime, you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf. People who used to be so close in one phase of life, just by the cessation of life, when this moment called death lands, they are in totally separate places. Where one used to be carried, the original term says dumped. Where one used to be dumped at the door of another, passing in the morning, passing in the evening, having good meal, having good time, having a good bath, pouring oils and salt and whatever in the bath, leaving this one to have his wounds licked by dogs. People who were once so close at the end of this thing called life, they are in totally separate places. There is even no way it can be negotiated for them to get back together. The other time, I took my dog to the vet and it had a wound. It was bitten by another one. Then they said to me, what is it doing? I said to them, it keeps on licking the wound, but that is therapeutic. Mati anja, hante alikan toyaone, ya fodisa. It clearer the bacteria. E cleara di lotedika di rangore nto eo e complicate. Nto eo, kuto hotona leo mwan nesa, ene septic, ese septic tank. Lantalo hanya baka ulung. Ncha eo, kure, this man's life, modin tons a hawe, he was made to feel comfortable by dogs. This man in his situation was made to feel better. Hadin tote di baba, hadin waya di takatakan, hadin waya di tswabuladu. The only thing that can make him feel better was a dog. Bon, if help does not come from where it should come, it will come from somewhere else. When you are in a tight situation, when you are faced with a difficult moment, and you wish this particular person could just pause and listen to me, even if they don't answer, even if they don't provide, even if they don't supply my need, but just to listen to me, even if you find no one to listen to you, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Listen, the helper of this man, in the absence of any man helping, in the absence of anyone helping. Those that could help him had nothing to do with his hunger and poverty and wounds. All what they could do to him was to take him to a situation where there was food that he could not have. Where there were good things that he could not access. They dumped him there. And this rich man who had everything that he could do, there's nothing wrong with being rich. Absolutely, totally. As a matter of fact, it was a rich man who took the body of Christ to go and bury it. Many people, let me say this to you, brethren. The only thing that has capability, that has a possibility to transcend with you from this mortal life to immortality, it's life. The only thing that is applicable here, Mosishiro, that will be applicable if you die, it's called life. So you must take care of that. Don't waste it. Let me tell you, the only asset, if lost, may never be recovered. The only asset that we cannot insure or secure the risk thereof, it's life. If you have a business, you can insure it. If you have a car, you can insure it. If you have a house, you can insure it. But if you have life, you can ensure that they pay out when you die. You can call it life insurance, but let me tell you the truth. It has nothing to do with insuring your life. It has got nothing to do with that. If it was a true life insurance, it would help you when your life was in danger. It would help you with the part of life that matters the most. Life is like a great asset in the hands of those who manage it. All what we need to do with life, maybe life is like energy. Né? We can't create it. Can't create life. The reality is, females can impregnate women, but they have not created life. Lantalong, huh? Kanten nagaring. Females can do what? Hebatu. Nagarialo. Kuri kira gore can impregnate. All right. Okay. A male can impregnate a female, but they have no power and knowledge to start life. Let me tell you, that is why, even if a person was involved in accident, even if a person was stabbed with a knife, shot with a bullet, and that person is found dead, it is never assumed that it is that wound that caused the death. It's never assumed, because the chances are, some people, as they were stabbed, they died from shock. So they actually killed by shock and not by the bullet. There are people who die before the actual opportunity to die. The saddest thing with people is that they waste time on things that do not have eternal significance. People engage and apply their lives, apply their energies, apply their resources on things that do not have eternal rewards. Some of the things that do not have eternal rewards, they've got eternal punishment. People who do not waste their lives, who win souls when souls need to be won, who witness when witnessing need to be done,
who minister, who, when ministry must be done, who do whatever must be done in a local church, those people are managing their lives well. And they are working on an eternal reward for them. Those who do nothing, who come to church, God's tabernacle, Christian Family Church, happy about it, proud about it, happy that they belong to it, but do nothing, they will get nothing in the end. Having been part of the same church, attended the same blue group, the same pink group, the same purple group, the same yellow group. But if you do nothing, you will receive no reward at the end. Because you badly managed your life. People, you see, the problem with this rich man, it's not because he was rich. There's nothing wrong. But how he carried himself as a rich person, how he related with other people, how he responded or never responded to the need and the plight of other people affected where he spends eternity. People do not think responding to social challenges in the church, in the street, matters to God. It matters. It does a lot. There is no indication of this man. The Bible says, now Marana Jesus Christ, part of his audience were Pharisees. And not just Pharisees. Nay. Isn't previously disadvantaged Pharisees? I mean wealthy Pharisees. Lantalohan. Pharisees who had biblically he fed sumptuously. Kuri muna yo, hana who invite a dinner. One, kuri. Hey. No, sa juwe dambi katakwa na wofedili. Kuna, kuna, le sopo ya manstrum hatking. Manstrum. Ntusa matata afaya no. Hey, matata. Anchere ya nunga buna kumatata ha. Bona. Na usimolola ka sopo. Ya brown onion. Ka rolo. Le bata. Isi majorine. Le bata. Ne. Ya heart foundation. Nena le sign. Ya heart foundation. How ro tsaya di rolo tse 6 o no re bakanya palate fela re bakanya fela kore ka mantso a mangwe re bula tsela ya dijo santse go tlotjewa ane ska khorisiwa ke statara etlo re ha main course etla o bo kopa ino fruit salt gore o ne o no thoma fatse gape. Ba re di mane gore di jotsa teng ne le line e telele di nna mo dipitsanyaneng tse di gotetswang ka dikerese mo tlase di jotsa teng ha di tshotswe di bewa mo dikerese gore o no ja koko e frailwe o ja koko e grillilwe o ja koko e le stew o ja koko e le curry. Ha o e batla e tletse heletseana e gwamile maoto a yone ntse yana o e kry-a e ntsa kore go tswa mo go wena ga o batla go simola o e besa loto le for wena e sala e sena loto go mo go wena ga o batla go simolola kale o e besa le e sala e sena loto o bo besa letsogo e sala kore kone go mo go wena dimane ga te nne go jewa ko ga gagwe la ntlhalogane. At the door of this man was a hungry person. A human being like this one. At his door was a hungry person. Kore, di man, go ne go jiwa dijo di be di boele ko freezing ne di e go storiwa under a particular temperature so that they can be warmed again tomorrow and be eaten as if fresh when they are actually not fresh. Go ha diman. But there was a person. There was a person who was voiceless, who couldn't complain, who couldn't. Bari unalwela mafufura. And I don't know the main cause. Don't give me the loaf of bread. Don't give me slices, but even crumbs. Kitchen need crumbs. Mafufura. Just me crumbs. But not even crumbs could he get. Kanti Jesu unanza mona. Hallelujah. Amita aritona ke go fodise matswalo. Monna yo a re jwale ke kgotse ka metla khale ke pela ka tlala khale ke pela ke gamutliwa ke tlala mala aka a maname jwale ke kgotse ka metla mohau wa modimo batho nkile ka pela ke sna buiketlo ke qadile o iketla qadile o iketla ba gaetso. When God has given us an opportunity to live, we must never waste our lives. Use your current life to invest for the next life. Use your current life to store up a better life for yourself. Don't be like these people. And I'm going to talk about them because they are not here, MCFC. God Tabernacle Christian Family Church, you promised me, Rabbi. Don't be like these people whom when God blesses with something, they don't store anything for the next harvest in the form of giving God his tithe and offering. They eat up everything. When God gives them, do you know what people who don't tithe, you know the statement they are making? Do you know the statement? It's a non-verbal statement. Kihore, he has not given me anything. That's what they say. They may not necessarily say it kamulo muabo, but when a person does not give tithe, because tithe, you give it to acknowledge that he has blessed me. You give it to acknowledge that had it not been for him, I wouldn't be having this. Now, if you say to yourself, whatever I get, he's not involved. He's not part of it. It will be seen by that person not giving him tithe. Because that's what they believe. It's a matter of time. A person will regret the foolish deeds they did. There are people, you can waste everything else. You can recover. You can waste everything else. Even if you die without having recovered that fully, once you live right, once you have lived right, this life before the Lord, you are sure that that life, you'll get into a transition that will make you forget everything that you have been through. The worst tragedy is to realize that what you lived for is vanity. It's emptiness. And let me tell you, people realize the emptiness of their life when that life comes to an end. And they realize that I've been deceived through all my life. I have believed things that cannot carry over. Life is like accounting. Life, it's like accounting. You close one financial year and there's a figure that you must carry over. You carry forward. When you get into the new financial year, you look back and say, where's that brought forward figure? What will you bring forward when? What are you carrying forward? When you leave from this world,
Let me tell you, people who waste their lives, when they leave this world, they've got nothing to carry forward. When they get over there, there's no brought forward. This man live good. Kore di manine, nasa apari di aparonyana, sa di leibu lenyana ati. Di man na para di aparo, sa di leibu le tsama hosi. Tota ibile kana kweo, di aparo sa ten di ne disabidu yika leibu, di ne libidu waka di kala. No sa apare kala ngwe lengwa hor, this color matches my skin. Kono kona di kala tsama hosi, li di kala tsama tubaba humile. Bibilare this man, one apara di kala tseo. But those colors, when he died, they were not anywhere to help him. When he got into another life, facing Abraham, those colors could not help him. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, we sometimes waste our lives. We sometimes waste our resources on things that cannot speak for us when we cannot speak anymore. When we are expected to shut up. Shut up. Jose Robashi. Baba shwetse mo morene gonne ha ba le ha di tiro tsa bone di ba setse mora o tloetse di lawyer ane tse di go buelela so batla go bua. Argue in mitigation. You are used to arguing, explaining yourself. You are used to arguing to address the court and my Lord before you judge. You are used to that. There's no time for here. But pillow record of your life speaks for you. Some people think they are smart. Some people think, How could you, Daddy? How could you? Hey, hey, man, Ricky. Naki lebo ha kosta biduan na waitu gor. Di mane umena ha ukare hana marapo orona limekrengko. Ne ukare mutana limekrengko. And you can't guess the direction he's going. How na kana uruyakwa? How na kana uruyakwa? And ya no butata bateng. You end up suspecting hore black objects are not visible. Am I really imagining or seeing something here? Diman. Yo. Ke bone a thena ntato mogolo o bereka. And I'm sure that man ona le family. Ke bona mo dira fan ya gagwe. Ke bona ntse a dira gare a. O bina spade dia. Kira no bina spade ya no kira ah mu vango tseni ya no kira ah kira ah retsa mbaratiwa retsa listen to me retsa come with me. I've got to bring this to an end. Retsa mbaratiwa, whenever God has given us an opportunity to be kind with somebody, just be kind. Whenever God makes people to bring to your attention somebody's need, God will always bring people who are in need your way. If they cannot come by themselves, somebody will come and present their matter to you. Somebody will come and present their pathetic situation to you. Never say it's none of my business. When God brings it to you, it's part of your business. Look at this man. Look at this man. He was disqualified. None of the wrong things he did or the kind of life he lived was mentioned in saying to him, you can't. The only thing that was said, you did not show. Okay. You did not show mercy. Agree? What matters to you is faith, is hope, and love. There are times when God presents to you an opportunity to restore hope. Nay, beyond declaration, outside church, where he says to you, there's hopelessness here. Restore hope. Don't close your eyes and come back to God's tabernacle, Christian Family Church, and make the declaration that you can't leave. Are you with me? People can waste their lives on worldly things that have no eternal value. I am here for one purpose and one purpose alone, to say, don't waste your life. The only thing you need in this life, even to prepare for the next life, it's your life. Get ready for this life. And when you are ready for this life, prepare for the next life whilst you are in this life. Many people denied themselves an opportunity to enjoy the next life by the choices they made, the conducts they adhered to, the friends they made, the lives they lived. Some of the things that we have an opportunity to do and choose not to do, they will one day stand on our most important way. They will one day stand, you know, right now, let me say, for years, Lazarus was begging, begging, begging. Now, this is a parable. Am I correct? This is a parable. All of a sudden, a man whose name was known back on earth and Lazarus' name was not known, described by his situation. Lezinto siyajika. Lezinto zinzintoni. Siyajika. Sizojiki zinto. Sizojiki siyemo. Dilo tsafetoha. Munna yo a neng a itsiwi as a rich man, all of a sudden, a itsiwi ka leina. Lazarus ba sa itse leina la gago. Just question of death. He is not known by name. And Lazarus' name is mentioned. But this one is Lazarus. This one was just a rich man. Don't live a life that will make people forget your name and forget who you were, that has compromised what you could have done. Shall we close our eyes? Jesus. From time to time, we fall into the trap of wasting our lives, following things that do not matter, spending time on things that have no eternal value. But tonight, there is an opportunity for one or two to say, Moruti Tlhabanyane, I want you to pray with me. I'm gambling with my life. I don't want to lose it. I want to pray with somebody with our eyes closed. Anyone who want to say, Moruti, I want my life on earth to count for my life in heaven. I want to walk away from everything that is compromising my eternity. Stand to your feet. Somebody that God has sent me among many others, to pray with, to say that before the enemy breaks it, before the enemy destroys it, before the eyes open at the place at which you cannot retrieve anything, reverse anything, tonight is the moment for you to take that decision. Raise your hand. I'm here to pray with you. I'm here to support you. Don't listen to the storms that are going through inside. Focus on what matters tonight. Just raise your hand. Jesus. There's somebody I have to pray with. There's somebody I have to pray for. To stop wasting your life. To stop gambling with your life. That's my purpose. Jesus. Just raise your hand. I'm giving you another opportunity. I'm not so sure how many more you will have. What I'm sure of is that tonight you have that. Raise your hand. Don't look around for someone else. Look inside. Don't look around for the opinion. Look inside. I'm giving the last opportunity. Can I see you with a raised hand? Anyone who says, Moruti Tlhabanyane, pray with me. Okay, I think I can see a young person there. I'm going to pray with you. Alright. Father, I thank you. Your word is alive. Your word is active. Your word is sharper than any double-edged sword. It never goes out and fails to accomplish a thing. I pray that your word continue to resound in the hearts and the lives and the minds of your people. I pray today, my Lord, that your word continue to bear fruit in the lives of your people. That we invest our lives on what truly matters. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you.
Let your light shine in the darkest parts. Let your love fill the world.
Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you.